This is Dr. Mejia again for the patient Mitalia Jackson. Medical record is 162436, date of birth 2/28/1957. Referring physician Dr. Edgar George. Procedure performed colonoscopy and EGD. Secondary procedure biopsies. Data costal polypectomy. The procedure July 31st, 2024. Indications screening for colon cancer, history of colon polyps, GERD, bloating, post op diagnosis, impression 1 esophagitis, LA class A, number 2 megastritis, number 3 internal hemorrhage, number 4 diverticulosis coli, number 5 submucosal nodule of the transverse colon likely consistent with lipoma. Next number 2, colon polyps removed. Next number, internal hemorrhage fear perhaps. Deformation, second portion of the duodenum of the EGD. Secum for the colonoscopy. Complication non immediately. Medication as per monitoring CCF care. Withdraw time was 9 minutes. Boston preparation score of 7. 3 in the right colon, 2 in the transverse colon, 2 in the left colon, pure paragraph. Deformation. Operative procedures, double template, pure paragraph. Findings, oropharynx, appear normal, pure paragraph. Esophagus. There's a utimin erosion in the distal esophagus consistent with class A esophagitis, pure paragraph. Stomach. Mild erythema in the anterior body of the stomach, biopsy taken from the pylori, pure paragraph, duodenum D1, D2, a pure normal, pure biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, from the celiac disease, pure paragraph, colonoscopy findings, and a rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Sigmoid colon, a pure normal, pure paragraph, descending colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters, bell cobalt, cost nepolepectomy performed, pure paragraph, spinoflexia, pure normal, pure paragraph, in the transverse colon, diminutive polyp about 3 to 4 millimeters, bell cost nepolepectomy performed, pure paragraph. Also in the transverse colon, there's a large submucosal nodule consistent most likely with lipoma. Pillow sign is positive, pure multiple biopsies taken, pure paragraph. Hepatic flexure, pure normal, pure paragraph. Ascending colon cecum, pure normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, pathology reports, number 2, inflammations, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinical. Next number, we started the patient on protonics, 20 milligrams per daily. Next number, high power diet. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. And next number, further recommendations in regards to submucosal nodule, the transverse colon will be depending on pathology report.